to another edition of The Debate. I'm Kavita Akhwaib. Israel has approved 3,500 new settler homes in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds and the occupied West Bank, a move that the EU said it deplored, recalling that settlements were illegal under international law. The UN has voiced the same, and the PA has said Israel intends to wreck the so-called peace talks. In this debate, we'll discuss why this repeated scenario, along with Israel's illegal actions exercised on Palestinians on occupied lands, continues with impunity.
The UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Palestinians says Israel is not committed to finding a just solution to its conflict with Palestinians.
I believe that there's no current evidence that the present government of Israel is committed to a just and sustainable solution to the conflict that accords the Palestinian people their fundamental rights.
Falk told reporters at the UN that Israel's stance raises doubts as to whether the renewed talks with Palestinians would be fruitful. If the talks fail, he says, the UN General Assembly must seek the opinion of the International Court of Justice on the legal consequences of Israel's occupation of Palestine. He also raised the issue of settlement projects by Israel, which is considered as one of the main obstacles in talks with Palestinians. He stressed again that the settlements violate international law.
These settlements are, in the judgment of the international community, unlawful, violative of Article 49, paragraph 6 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. The process is not neutral as far as the Palestinians are concerned. They are told not to object to settlements during the process of negotiation, that will all be handled at the end. But the end never comes.
Comments by the UN official follow Israel's announcement that it plans to build 3,500 new settler units in the occupied Palestinian territories. Tel Aviv says 1,500 units will be built in East Jerusalem Al-Quds, with the rest planned to be constructed in other parts of the West Bank. The move has drawn strong reactions. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has deplored the plans. The U.S. has said that the continued settlement activities do not create a positive atmosphere for the so-called peace negotiations with Palestinians. The Palestinian Authority has said Israel's move destroys the so-called peace talks with Tel Aviv and shows that it does not respect international law. The resistance movement Hamas has meanwhile denounced the plans and called on the Palestinian Authority to end the talks with Israel.
Well, let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. We have Associate Director from Nature Carta International, Yisroel David Weiss, who joins us from New York, and also investigative journalist Lee Kaplan, who joins us from San Francisco. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me first start with you, Yisroel David Weiss. This announcement by Israel of 3,500 new settler homes in East Jerusalem, your reaction, does it surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, and with the help of the Almighty, I first pray to the Almighty to bestow upon me His truth and wisdom, that I may convey His message and bring peace to the world and sanctify His name. What the Israelis are doing is, again, just another link in a chain of a rebellion against the Almighty. It's not only illegal according to the international law, but according to the Jewish law, the whole concept of creating this occupation, the state of Israel, is against, expressly against the Torah that teaches the Jewish people that we are in exile for 2,000 years and we are forbidden to make any Jewish sovereignty. We are forbidden to kill, we are forbidden to steal. So in every facet, this state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, is illegal, and the rabbinical authorities universally opposed it. We will never accept even 1 inch of its occupation, and any steps they take, everything that that they are doing, all the actions they do, is in ignoring morality issues that have to do with godly laws and compassion, and anything that has to do with a person which we call human rights, we call godliness, and they ignore all of this. Therefore, they'll do anything to reach their objective of the state of Israel, and it flies in the face of the religion, although they present themselves as representing Judaism, the Star of David, and they put on a facade of calling a Jewish state and religious the state of Israel, the name of Jacob, Israel. It is all a facade. It is all a ploy to intimidate any opposition and to call anybody opposing them anti-Semitic and to claim it is a religious issue and that the ones who oppose them hate the Jews and it's some type of a conflict between Islamic people and Jewish people. There could be nothing further from the truth. It is a plain, base, material concept. It's a transformation from Jewish religion to a nationalism that is forbidden according to the Torah. And it is illegitimate what they're doing, and therefore when they're making more settlements, they're just making another ploy, another way of continually encroaching upon the rights of the Palestinian people, which the Torah gives the people, the indigenous people, and us as Jews, we cry and we are humiliated and we feel the suffering of the Palestinian people. We are frustrated that this is being done in our name. And we stand and demonstrate around the world and in Palestine for the people of Palestine. And we say, this is not in our name. We pray for the total and speedy dismantlement of this rebellion against God. And unfortunately, the Jews are being abused in Israel. The religious Jews who oppose them are being beaten also and imprisoned and subjected to oppression as their Palestinian brethren are.
I'd like to ask you further on that last statement there, but let me first get a reaction from Lee Kaplan there, our guest in San Francisco.
Your listeners have to understand something. Dovid Weiss is a professional paid phony Jew who is paid by Iran and paid by the PLO. Moshe Hirsch, who is deceased now, who was the head of the Neturi Karta, received $50,000 a year from Arafat to pose as Jews opposed to the existence of a Jewish state. These are supposedly Hasidic Jews. They're an obscure sect. There's maybe 1,500 in the entire world of the Neturi Karta. Most of them are women and children. They're in upstate New York and some in London. And Mr. Weiss leads the movement in the United States. He is a paid, I wouldn't even call him a Jew anymore. It's interesting that there was a meeting of Haredi Jews in Poland, and one of the leaders, I believe, of the Satmar actually punched one of the leaders of the Neturi Karta in the face. These are people who dress up as Orthodox Jews. They go out and they demonstrate against Israel even on the Shabbat when they're not supposed to be working. And they are paid by the PLO and paid by Iran. And they've met with Iran's leaders like Ahmadinejad, who called for wiping Israel off the map. And, you know, how dare they talk about God when the fact is God is probably going to send every one of them to hell when they pass away. But they're making the money now because they can dress up as Jews and appear at anti-Jewish demonstrations in the United States and try to trick and fool people into thinking that real Jews don't want a Jewish state. It's not true. Zionism and Judaism and the State of Israel is a basic part of Judaism and has been for 2,000 years. So anybody who sees Mr. Weiss and listens to his garbage, his propaganda and his lies about him representing real Jewishness and real Torah values is being duped. And this is something that unfortunately you're usually not going to hear on debate shows.
Okay, well, let's get a comeback
there
from...
By the way, Kaveh, if I can add something here. Yeah, well, Kaveh, just a minute before he responds. I mean, he must have talked for half the show, and then I come on and I give you a concise answer in 2 minutes, and then you're going to let him go on and on and on again. How about giving the people of Iran and the people who want peace in the world the truth and to stop the attacks on the Jews and take this clown who's dressed up as an Orthodox Jew, who I've met before, who has attended events in the United States calling for the destruction of Israel, who has excused terrorist attacks against Jews, who has accused the murder of Jews, who has even accused Ahmadinejad's wish to wipe Israel off the map and met with them in Iran and took money for this. Let's get the truth out about this, and let's stop blaming the Jews for the problems in the world, and let's make a real peace. That's what we really need to do. And Dovid Weiss is lining his pockets.
What I find interesting, Lee Kaplan, is I'm going to have you hold on a second. Hold on a second, Rabbi Weiss. Let me just address this with Lee Kaplan. The gentleman, Rabbi Weiss from New York, Lee Kaplan, was addressing. Let's put aside the character part, but he's addressing some things that the international community is deeming to be illegal. We talked about this announcement of 35.
Kava, I can answer that for you too. He said that the settlements are illegal. They are not illegal. They are in dispute, and they are supposed to be negotiated. And something else we should understand, too. Don't talk to me about world opinion. Ban Ki-moon at the UN has condemned the fact that Israel is building 1,500 settlements. However, he finds it a good thing that the Israelis released 26 terrorists with blood on their hands who killed children, Jewish children in Israel, so they could supposedly negotiate with the Palestinians. And what are the Palestinians demanding right now? They're demanding that Israel go back to the 1949, not even the 1967, but the 1949 borders, which are known as the Auschwitz borders. They're also demanding that Israel be flooded with any Arab who wants to claim he's a Palestinian. They're also claiming that they have the right to sign military pacts, anything to attack Israel again. They're really not offering anything in the negotiations.
Okay.
Now,
Rabbi Weiss,
if you
go
want
ahead.
To attack the
Hold
Jews,
on, Lee Kaplan, you had your time. Let's yes. Rabbi Weiss have his say here. We'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Yes, with God's help, I mean,
me
of course,
ahead?
It's almost impossible in so few sentences to respond to all that, but let's just clarify an issue. Anybody could look at our site at nkusa.org. We have a book called The Rabbis Speak Out. Anybody could go to the most religious communities around the world, whether it is Williamsburg, Brooklyn, whether it is in Mea Sharem in Jerusalem, whether it is in London, wherever invariably there is a very religious community, you will find that they are opposed to the state of Israel. Tens of thousands of Jews demonstrated when Netanyahu came to visit President Obama. And this is the voice of, not the Ture Karta, the voice of plain, simple Jewry, because Jewry is antithetical to Zionism, and that is why from day one the rabbis opposed Zionism, because Zionism is nationalism, a transformation from religion, and forbidden clearly according to the Torah to kill, to steal, and to have a state. You see tens of thousands of Jews. This is in every part of the world. Whether you find this in Israel, you find when the Jews go out, and we are never armed or militant, we are brutally beaten by the Zionists. And this is a fact that you can look on our site and links, you will find that they're constantly being beaten. Why are they being beaten? Just for expressing the democratic view, they're just explaining their position. Now, and let us just state that the chief rabbi of Palestine in 1947 pleaded with the United Nations, and I'm quoting him, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. So for him to call us somehow masquerading as Jews, there could be nothing more ludicrous. It's simple homework that people will do and look at the Jewish communities around the world. They'll find it's a fact of life that Judaism, let me finish, that Judaism is not Zionist. I would like to ask, let us understand where he is coming from. From the Zionist point of view, mind you, they have demanded, and I'm quoting Zev Jabotinsky. He said in the national home, this is in 1919 in Chedoshes Haaretz, he wrote in the newspaper, in the national home, we will announce that those Jews who have on themselves the rust of exile and refuse to shave off their beards and pay us will be second-class citizens and will not have the right to vote.
Okay.
Theodor Herzl said he's going to make a mass conversion of all Jews to Austria. Catholicism would be the solution. Excuse me.
He said the sound is
let me just finish. With one more half a minute. Theodor Herzl, he didn't say he will come. He said in his diary, he wrote, so anti-Semitism, which is deeply embedded in the subconscious name of the masses, he said the way to solve the problem is to make a mass conversion of all the Jews of Austria to Catholicism. It should be done on Sunday in the middle of the day and proudly, publicly. And he wrote that he's not circumcising his son's hands. So these are the ones that are supposedly representing the Jewish religion. It's such a farce. They are such hypocrites. Yet,
right.
They have the audacity to claim that religious Jews,
exactly.
who
so
are
let's...
true to Judaism, they beat us, they arrest us, and then they say that they represent Judaism.
Okay.
It's mind-boggling, but it's not true, and anybody should do their homework. They will see us as Jews. We want to show our gratitude to the people, the Muslim people of Iran, the Muslim people of Palestine, for the home they've provided for us through the hundreds of years, and return what's been stolen to them.
Very
God
well.
Help, one
I
day,
got to jump in to give Lee Kaplan a chance. I'm sorry. Lee Kaplan, go ahead.
All right. First of all, he talks about the NKUSA website. That is paid for by the Palestinian Chamber of Commerce. If they're so sincere, why is their website being paid for by the PLO? The fact of the matter is that David Weiss and a very small band of ultra-Orthodox Jews who are anti-Zionists, but they're a very small minority, and they're making a living out of it, are posing as Jews. When he says there are thousands, 10,000 Jews against the existence of Israel, there are factions of the Satmars and Haredi who don't believe that Israel should exist prior to the coming of the Messiah. However, they do not support the Naturi Karta. They live in Israel and they support the Jews in Israel. And they are not opposed to the existence of Israel in the sense that this guy is, who runs around for the Iranians, who runs
that
around for the
totally
PLO, who runs around
false.
For Hamas.
That is a lie.
Stop talking over me, you phony. You phony. Stop talking to me, you phony. I don't lie.
The existence of the state of Israel is ridiculous.
It's time that the public knows.
It's ignorance. If it's not a lie, it's your ignorance.
You do not represent. You do. David Weiss, God, Hashem, is going to punish you when you die for all these things you do, running around for the enemies of the Jewish people,
the
even encouraging that they
the
be killed.
The Jews right now. They don't wait for... They what they do is they beat the Jews who oppose them. You
the Zionists have
movement.
Rescued the Jews.
Curse. You punish with your hands.
The
but that's
the
okay.
History.
That's not the issue.
Kaveh, are you going to let him interrupt me? Are you going to let me interrupt? I want to address his points intellectually. And the fact of the matter is also, when he talks about Jabotinsky and some factions that were opposed to a Jewish state, this was before the Holocaust. After the Holocaust in Europe, Jews fell in line with the creation of a Jewish state. This man, I don't mind debating with somebody who has different ideas.
I gotta have a paid liar. I gotta have David Weiss come in here. David Weiss, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said, of course, is so ludicrous, so patently false. It would be hilarious if it wouldn't be that he's making these claims in public. But for instance, Satmar, the chief rabbi was the chief rabbi of Palestine, Rabbi Yoel Tartobaum, of blessed memory, our teacher. And of course, he was the one who was our teacher who kept on telling us that we are required to let the world know that the state of Israel is forbidden to exist. It is, again, anybody, just do their homework, Google Rabbi Yoel Tartobaum.
That rabbi would not have condoned killing Jews, which you do.
And his claims
you
that we are paid
Hamas's
by anybody, I wouldn't even.
For murdering Jews.
I wouldn't
you
have respect
are in the pay
to answer
his stupid
comments, which has nothing, first of all, has nothing to do with the issue of the facts. It's just trying to belittle me and or our communities, which is really just off the subject, but it happens to be totally false.
You're
we are speaking out because God requires of us.
A clown suit.
God requires,
this is
of,
the real
God requires of us
and
to
he
speak
keeps talking
up
over
to
me
sanctify
because
his
he's
name.
Upset that I'm
and,
showing the truth about the Naturi Karta.
This is a fact. That this is what Judaism is, and anybody could go to Williamsburg, New York, you won't find one Israeli flag. Go to Stamford Hills, London, go to Mea Shearim, Jerusalem, wherever there's a concentration of religious Jews, you will find that they are not so fearful and they will oppose openly the state of Israel. Other communities, they are afraid because of the vicious attacks of the Zionists who brutally beat the Jews and who brutally, and that you can see on our pictures, on our sites, it's all there to be seen. It is up, and anybody could do their homework again. I was just in Denver, Colorado, to speak in a mosque, and the Zionist ADL threatened the mosque that they will have them their pulled down because Rabbi Weiss
all
is
right, speaking. I'm sorry, I got to jump in here because we're just fresh out of time. I wish we could continue this. Let me thank our guest, Associate Director of the Naturi Karta International Israel, David Weiss, there from New York. Also like to thank investigative journalist Lee Kaplan from San Francisco. Thank you so much for watching another edition of The Debate. From Mikhail Vitale and the entire team in the Capitol, Tehran is goodbye.